Ready to break free from algorithms, vanity PR, and money-sucking ads? My name's Larissa Wurstiak, and I've learned in 8 years of jewelry marketing that content is the crown jewel. My agency, Joy Joya, takes a holistic approach, leading with a laser-focused storytelling, impactful content creation, and strategic content distribution. This method has worked for the solopreneur as well as the multi-million dollar company, and now I'm sharing the same systems and tactics with you. Here's to standing out in the sea of sparkle. Welcome to episode 303, and I want to talk about micro moments in marketing. So in marketing, micro moments refer to the small instances when consumers turn to their devices to act on a need, whether it's to learn something, do something, discover something, watch something, or buy something. These micro moments provide opportunities for a jewelry brand like yours to engage with customers by being present with relevant, helpful content or offers at the exact time they're needed. And as a jewelry brand, it's so crucial to be present during micro moments because these customers have a clear intention. And instead of interrupting them with your marketing, you're connecting with them right where they are. In this episode, I'll share examples of micro moments and offer guidance on how you can tailor them to your brand and storytelling. This approach will help you connect with your ideal customers where they are, offering them more than just a product and providing real value and fostering an emotional connection. And in the goldmine segment, I want to talk about the importance of kindness and humility in business and how these qualities can take you a lot further than you might expect. But before we get to the solid gold, I'd like to take a moment to remind you that this podcast has both audio and video, so you can either listen on your favorite podcast platform or watch on YouTube by searching Joy Joya. You can support the podcast for free by taking the time not only to subscribe, but also to leave a rating and review on Apple Podcasts. Also, if you didn't already know, I co-host another podcast called Success with Jewelry with my friend Liz Kantner, who's also a jewelry marketer and the founder of the Stay Gold Collective. We have a free version of the podcast available everywhere you listen to podcasts and on YouTube, as well as a membership community with extended episodes and additional resources. I invite you to check it out if you're hungry for more content. And one more reminder, it's the last chance to access our free content repurposing masterclass. It will only be available through the end of August. With this masterclass, you'll walk away with a simple content plan for an entire month, one full-length SEO optimized blog post, four email campaigns, and 12 social media posts repurposed from the blog posts and emails. Joy Joya fan Laura shared her feedback. She said, "I just finished watching the masterclass. So good. I can't wait to brainstorm blog topics and start to implement the strategies you showed for repurposing a single blog post into multiple pieces of content." So are you feeling overwhelmed with content creation for your jewelry brand? Learn how to save time and work smarter, not longer, by repurposing content efficiently and confidently using my proven methods. So don't miss out. Visit myjoydeck.com/masterclass to access it now. And that link is in the show notes as well. Okay, my sparklers, let's get into today's episode. This one is all about micro moments. It's a funny name, isn't it? It kind of reminds me of a Hallmark movie where you have these two main characters sharing this beautiful micro moment at the end. And honestly, it's not too far off. While you might not be cuddling with your customer, holding hot chocolate at a Christmas tree farm in a Hallmark holiday movie, in a micro moment, you're creating an emotional connection, something that sticks with them in the long run. And think about all the real life micro moments you experience, even with near strangers. For example, there's a coffee shop in my neighborhood that I like to visit when I feel like going out for a cup of coffee rather than making it at home. And there's one barista there who's always so cheerful and remembers my name, and they're so pleasant. So that when I see them working, I feel relieved and I feel happy. Like, there are good feelings that come up. And that emotional reaction is not accidental. It's built on all the micro moments that we've shared, even though I barely know anything about them beyond their first name and where they work and maybe a few other pleasantries. And in the same way, you want to create micro moments with your own customers. The main difference is that most of you will be doing this over digital platforms and maybe sometimes in person, but it is rare these days to only do it in person. So you need to learn how to adapt these moments to digital platforms. So again, what are these micro moments? As I mentioned in the intro, a micro moment is this brief yet impactful instance when a customer turns to their device to act on a need, whether it's to learn something, do something, discover something, or make a purchase. And these moments are all opportunities for you to connect with your audience right when they're looking for information or making decisions. And just as a side note, I did not coin the term micro moment. The micro moment and all the related concepts I'll be talking more about today were originally coined by Google. And they introduced this idea of micro moments as part of an effort to really understand and describe how consumer behavior was changing in the mobile era. They recognized that people increasingly turned to their smartphones for quick, on-the-go answers, and these brief instances were identified as micro moments, those critical touch points where decisions are made and preferences are shaped. Many business owners mistakenly view marketing as this act of like shouting at someone, trying to interrupt their day to get them to pay attention and make a purchase, even when that person in your target audience is focused on something else. And yeah, marketing can involve some of that. But in 2024, with so much noise, competition, and distraction, efforts to interrupt your ideal audience member's day are increasingly futile. So you'll only end up more frustrated as you struggle to capture their attention in vain. A micro moment is fundamentally different from that traditional approach of interrupting a customer's day because it focuses on meeting the customer exactly where they are rather than trying to divert their attention. And in a micro moment, you're tapping into a specific need or intention the customer already has, whether they're looking to learn, do, discover, or buy. And instead of being a disruptive force, you're providing value in real time, offering the right information or solution at the precise moment it's needed. And this approach is way better suited for the future of commerce because it aligns with how customers now interact with brands. In an era where people are bombarded with information and distractions, micro moments cut through the noise by being relevant and timely, creating a more meaningful and impactful connection with your audience. And this, of course, leads to stronger relationships and ultimately greater loyalty and trust. So now that you know what a micro moment is and how it's different from other ways of thinking about marketing, what are some examples of how you can create micro moments? Again, as I said, Google coined these terms for these different categories of micro moments. I just like them so much that I have to share them, and I want to give, from my perspective, examples of how you can adapt each one for your own jewelry brand. So the first kind of micro moment is an I want to know moment. This is when a customer is coming to the internet or to a place where they can find something with the goal of wanting to know something. Maybe they want to know what's the best gemstone for an engagement ring that isn't a diamond. What is the meaning of a birthstone? What is my birthstone? And for all of these circumstances or scenarios that I just described, there are a lot of ways you can be prepared to meet the customer where they are. Maybe you create detailed blog posts, guides, or videos comparing, in the example I shared about engagement rings, different gemstones? What's the information about the durability, the symbolism, the price points? Maybe you have a quiz on your website. Maybe you have a free downloadable guide. All of these things, if they're in place, you're anticipating the customer's need of wanting to know. And then when the customer is ready, you're meeting them where they are. Another example would be an I want to go moment. There are some people out there, perhaps in your target audience, that they really like experiences, or they like something fun to do in their community. They like being out and about, and they're frequently seeking out opportunities to do an activity or some event where they can experience something new and meet new people. And for those people, you can meet them where they are by having events yourself and giving them an experience to experience. So that could be like organizing a pop-up event or trunk show in a popular location within your target market, and then making sure that event is promoted in a way that they can easily find it, in a way that they would typically search for these experiences. So that's meeting a customer where they are. There's also I want to do moments. So a lot of people turn to the internet, to social media, to YouTube, to other online resources because they want to achieve something. Maybe they want to know how to clean gold jewelry at home or how to layer necklaces. They have an action-oriented goal in mind. And you can serve them by creating that educational content. So just like I said, maybe it's a step-by-step video. Maybe it's a downloadable guide. Maybe you even have a free jewelry cleaning kit for certain customers that meet certain criteria. Or you have a live Q&A session or demonstration where you're showing how to clean jewelry, how to layer necklaces, visually demonstrating how to do these things so that when they have the need to complete this action, you're there to meet them where they are. Then there's I want to buy moments. That's everyone's favorite because then you are meeting the customer when they have really high purchase intent. And that is all about delivering a great user experience. So say they are ready to buy gold earrings online. You need to be ready with optimized product pages, great pictures, detailed descriptions, easy to navigate purchase options, a really seamless checkout experience, so that when they are ready to buy, your online shopping experience is really the one that makes them feel the best, the most confident, the happiest, the most trusting, the most proud of themselves for finding the thing they wanted to buy and celebrating that purchase as well. You also have people who have I want to discover moments. So maybe they're curious about the latest jewelry trends or something like that because they want to improve their lives by having jewelry that makes them look and feel current. So maybe you publish trend reports or lookbooks that feature your products and how they align with upcoming jewelry trends. Or you could even consider having like a virtual fashion show or something like that if you want to get creative. Other things, and I don't want to get too repetitive here, but other examples would be like an I want to compare moment. Maybe someone wants to know the difference between platinum and white gold. And again, you can meet them with a guide or a video or a blog post or a comparison tool on your product pages. And the last example I want to share is an I want to save money moment. Doesn't everyone have those moments very often, especially in this day and age? For this example, this is especially true if a customer has already viewed a product and expressed interest in your product. That way, you know the person has high intent. They want to buy something from you, but maybe they're hesitating because they want a code or they want to save money. So that could perhaps be an exit intent pop-up. Just as they're about to leave the site, you deliver them with an offer like get 10% off your purchase if you complete your order now. That could also be a browse abandonment or an abandoned cart email that comes after someone was spending time looking at something or had something in their cart. and creating a sense of urgency by making that a limited time offer. So that's another example you can consider. So what do you think? Are you already having micro moments with your customers, or could you be adding more of them into your marketing mix? Let me know in a comment on YouTube or DM me on Instagram what you think. I'd love to help. Okay, let's get into the gold mine. This is a segment of the podcast where I get personal and share insights on entrepreneurship, mindset, success, growth, and all things business. And in this week's gold mine, I want to discuss why kindness and humility can actually take you very far in business. Many people believe that being tough and like hard is what's necessary to succeed as a business owner, because that's kind of like the pop culture way of looking at people in positions of power. Like, they're super tough and they grind it out and they just have like a cold, hard exterior. But in my opinion, those softer skills, the ones that require bravery, the confidence to be different and confident in your approach, as well as vulnerability, are even more important. And this came to mind after I came back from the New York Now trade show, where I was telling Liz and Robin how incredibly pleasant every single jewelry business owner in their curated trade show exhibit was. And it's kind of rare to be among a group of people where everyone is equally nice to talk to. Like, usually there's one or two people in the bunch that you just don't vibe with, but everyone was so nice. And I told Liz that, and she mentioned that, you know, when they are going through applications and choosing people to participate, the demeanor of each participant is something to consider, because you're going to be working with these people for a number of months. It's kind of a longer term relationship. You don't want to be working with people who are rude, egotistical, demanding, or unpleasant to be around. Who would want to subject themselves to that? And I think in the jewelry industry, where business interactions are so heavily relationship based, you just can't afford to be anything but kind and pleasant. At least you can't do that for a long period of time and expect everything to like go okay for you. Even though it's a large industry, it's also small and familial in the sense that people talk to each other. And relationships are everything. So if you're unkind or leave a bad impression on someone, it's gonna catch up with you over a period of time. Another underrated aspect of kindness when it comes to like business dealings is honesty and humility. Well, actually, those are two separate things. So let me talk about them separately. Oftentimes, we think that being nice is like telling people what they want to hear to keep the peace. And of course, there are times when you don't want to cause confrontation. Sometimes it's best to just say the nice thing that will keep the peace. But there are also many situations in business, especially when you know you're going to have a longer term business relationship with someone and you have that other person's best interest in mind, where it's better to be honest and forthcoming. And that's often the kinder route. Even if the thing that you're being honest about is a little bit uncomfortable and could perhaps make the other person upset, as long as it's coming from a place of respect and it's coming from a place of authenticity and with the goal of serving like the long-term success of the relationship. And sometimes you have to be direct and express your thoughts transparently for that to happen, even when it can be uncomfortable. And in my opinion, that can be kindness in a way that like being nice, quote unquote, is actually not always kind, because sometimes in being nice, we're lying to people a little bit to their face. I hope that makes sense. I hope you get what I mean. And then there's humility, which is also a form of kindness. And it's crucial to approach business with the mindset that you don't know everything. Even when you're in a position of leadership, it's important to acknowledge that you're not all-knowing and to give others the benefit of the doubt. You can learn something from literally everyone, even those who aren't directly serving your business interests or those who might be quote unquote below you. And so when you're a leader, of course, you have to, maintain a position of confidence and act as the leader so that people trust you, but also not to be a dick about it. I know many of you who listen to this podcast are incredibly kind because I've met you and your energy is amazing. So you don't need this reminder, but I want to share it because sometimes we second guess ourselves and we let other people be unkind to us and just think, oh, they must be better than us or know something we don't know. But I would say if someone in this industry is being unkind or disrespectful to you, trust your gut and know it has nothing to do with you. And let's all promote a culture of doing business with people who bring kindness, respectful honesty, and humility to the table, because we need more of all that. What do you think? Let me know in an Instagram DM or YouTube comment. Did you have any questions about today's episode? Don't forget to check out the free content repurposing masterclass because it's going away at the end of August. You can visit myjoydeck.com/masterclass to sign up for it. And if you want to reach out, you can always email me Larissa, that's LARYSSA at joyjoya.com. If you love this podcast, please share it with a friend who'd appreciate it. And don't forget to subscribe as well as leave a review on Apple Podcasts. If you're completely new to digital marketing, then you'll want to purchase and read a copy of my book, Jewelry Marketing Joy. Visit joyjoya.com/book for more information.